It's time to fire it up.
Why you gotta make me feel inferior? Because I'm on the grill, B.
From the chow.
Food for action.
To the gear.
It's 122,000 BTUs of char broiling power.
To the drinks.
Drink some beers.
These guys have you covered.
We're just kicking back out here. Just having a barbecue.
This is the Grilling Guys.
Hey, welcome to the Grilling Guys. You reached the smokiest spot on the airwaves this morning, and I'm glad you did. I'm flying solo today. Not really, because I got my man Conrad here, and he'll keep me from flying into a mountain. Jop's on a cruise ship somewhere, that pot liquor, and he's probably waking up with some coconuts in his face or something. I don't know how that works, but so to help me out, I'm bringing in some of my friends, and of course, my board of directors are near and dear to me, and the first one we're going to chat with today about this Super Bowl, this thing coming on tomorrow. Of course, we're going to jet out to New Jersey to Big Paulie. How are you, buddy?
Yo, what's up, Bobby? I'm looking forward to the bowl. How about you?
Oh, my gosh. Well, you know, you remember that I'm old friends with Dick Vermeil, right?
Yeah, sure.
He coached both these teams.
Yep.
These are both his teams, and I've yet to talk to an NFL expert that can tell me, has there ever been a Super Bowl where the coach actually was head coach for both teams? I don't know. It's kind of cool.
I can't remember one, but it's going to be a hell of a game. I think Vermeil and his people will be very, very proud of their Eagles, regardless of who's in the game, because the Eagles have had such an amazing season. They had a little bump in the road there, but this guy, Jalen Hurts, has been just a remarkable leader on the field.
Yeah.
He's been a great field general, and I'm looking forward to watching him perform. Not to discount Mahomes. I mean, Mahomes is just
a
young guy.
I love Mahomes.
He's a wonderful man, too.
Yeah. Yeah.
And, you know, it's going to be a lot of I hope it's going to be a classy show. You know, I think that's what I'm looking forward to.
Well, I got close.
Real talent.
I got close to the Eagles when I worked with Coach years ago out in Philly doing some fundraisers and doing some barbecue for his fundraisers. And, yeah, prince of a man, but he also introduced me to an awful lot of Eagles, and they were all just they're just regular guys. They're nice guys. They happen to have a lot of money,
yeah,
which is why the country club we were at, I had the crappiest
they're
car there.
Millionaires, right?
Anyway, so if you don't know who Paul Rotella is, he's the. Are you still the president of the New Jersey Broadcasters Association?
I'm retired, my man.
Oh, you retired.
Oh,
okay.
Yeah.
So when I met him, he was running the New Jersey Broadcasters Association.
I retired this year. I'm now the former head of the New Jersey Broadcaster Association.
Well, I won't go into the story, but we had a funny meeting, and it ended up we were in Caesars and the back end on the ocean at a round bar at about 2 a.m.
That. Lovely Atlantic City.
And I heard him talking.
What kind of friends you're going to make in Caesars?
Yeah, and I heard him talking about radio, and I'm like, there's only like four of us at the bar. It's a huge circle bar, if anybody remembers it. And here's this classy looking paisan in a really nice suit talking with some other dude. And I keep hearing radio, and I couldn't take it anymore. And I just leaned over a little bit, and I said, "Are you in radio?" And that's where the love fest began. But anyway, I want to know what you're planning on making for the big game. What you're going to serve your guests? Because I know all your kids will be home. What kind of food's going to be on the Rotella?
You know, Bobby, I'll tell you. Just one real quick thing. You really had some kind of a hold on me that night because you got me to order a pizza at 3 a.m. delivered to the bar, and they delivered it. And people were looking around going, "How the heck did you do that?" And I said, "Well, it's good to have friends."
I think we needed the food at that point.
And then we had to order more because people started getting, remember, it's 3 a.m, everybody's drunk and hungry, and we had to order more pizzas. And this poor guy who happened to work there, I knew him, he had to deliver, I think, 4 more pies, and we fed almost the whole casino that night that was there,
well,
4 a.m.
I know you knew him because you knew everybody there. Every time we walked into a room, everybody's Mr. Rotella. I don't know.
Those were the days, old buddy.
Yeah.
Well, let me tell you, well, look at, you know, it's funny. You got me at a time when my little boy, who's, 27 to 26, Billy is, you know, 6'2", used to play football for Amherst, and he played for the Walden Pawpack Buckhorns when he was in high school. Billy is having a Super Bowl party, and it's not my party, it's Billy's party.
Sounds like
it's
Bonnie's.
Actually, today is his last day of medical school, formally.
Nice.
And he's finishing medical school up, and I can't wait to see him tonight because it went by in a blink. So he's having all of his buddies, a couple from the Amherst guys coming over, and a couple of guys from the medical school are coming over, along with all the friends we've developed through the years up here. And we're going to have a nice Super Bowl party. And I got to tell you, Bobby, he is doing a fantastic job. He is the consummate bartender. He should have been a pharmacist, I think, because he's got mixology down to a science. And he last night we were stocking the bar together. That's the way it is now.
These kids, they come out of college. My son Jordan's the same way. They're about the same. Well, Jordan's 29. He's a little older than him, but our lacrosse player. Same way. He comes over and he's got a box. He carries in a big box. and it takes him 10 minutes to do a couple of drinks. But, man, when you have one.
Oh, yeah. Well, you know what happened? We went on a cruise a couple of years ago, and the bartender there, we went to the mixology bar. And the bartender there fell in love with our family, and he started showing us all kinds of tricks. And he wound up giving all of my boys like a mix set with shaker, a martini shaker, a big, tall martini glass, and all the appropriate accoutrements you need to make these fabulous mixed drinks. And really, they were, there's a certain word for it, I forget the word, but they don't use, like, they'll take gin and they'll put anise in it and
kinds
of herbs.
Yeah. Yeah, they have to special order some of these liquors and liquors because even the big booze shops don't have them in stock. And they find this certain lime something or other, and it's like, now all this stuff's on my bar because they keep bringing it over, and I don't know what to do with it.
My wife fell in love with something called a pistachio martini. Did you ever hear of that?
My wife loves them as well. So let's talk about your food.
We're supposed to be talking about your food. Did you ever grill a martini?
Grilled with one.
Oh, that's a good point. Well, we're going to have all the usual suspects and all the usual food accoutrements tomorrow. I'm looking forward to it because, you know, I love old-fashioned wings, buffalo wings.
Oh, yeah.
Forgive me for talking about buffalo. The Bills are probably upset. But, you know, we got a special way of making them. I think I told you, it's kind of world famous. After you do your regular preparation of the buffalo wings, I don't care what kind of sauce you use, we'll take them and, you know, after we'll deep fry them too, we'll cook them first. And like, we'll blanch them a little bit, and then we'll deep fry them, and then we'll finish them off by putting them on the grill. And let me tell you, when you have that charcoal grill bake in that beautiful, you know, sugar coating, and you get that beautiful golden brown crust on them,
just tops it off. Tops it off. There's a, you know, and there, it's funny because that's what people are doing now, and it almost doesn't matter which sequence you use. Other than if you're going to boil them a little bit, do that first.
Yeah.
Or if you're going to bake them a little bit, maybe. But a lot of guys, like I used to smoke them and then deep fry them.
Oh, yeah. Well, that's the key. You know, first of all, you know, we don't have a lot of time. We don't want to waste the whole day cooking. But, you know, you want to make sure they're cooked thoroughly. That's what people don't realize. Chicken wings are one of the hardest things to cook fully and cook them right.
It is, and what I do is, I don't know if you separate, do you cut yours into sections, but I cut mine, I throw the flapper away, and I'll cook the flats separate from the drumsticks.
Separate, exactly. A lot of people just like drums.
And you overdo the flats.
Extra for drums.
Yeah, you overdo the flats if you do that.
Well, yeah, that's one of the, and then, you know, there's another preparation we do. I think I told this to you once before. There's a little seasoning called Saucy Susie. Do you remember that?
I think I went to school with her.
Oh, my God. Well, I think she still talks about you. The Saucy Susie is like an apricot peach glaze. And you do the same thing with your wings. You toss them in that, and then you put them on the grill. And I'll tell you, between the hot wings and the sweet wings, it's a terrific combination, especially for a football game.
Well, Susie's leaving us with 30 seconds left, Paul. I just want to wish you a happy Super Bowl season and day, and I know there'll be lots of love in the Rotella house. Say hi to the whole family, and we'll be thinking about you.
You got it, Bobby, and good luck to your Eagles tomorrow. I'm hoping that they have a nice, impressive victory.
Thanks, buddy.
Take care, pal.
All right, that's Paul Rotella, one of our board of directors meetings from New Jersey. He actually lives in Pennsylvania, but coming up next, we're going to talk to T-Gid. We'll be back.
Barbecue Bob here for the local hunting, fishing, and archery experts at Allen Bob Sports. The freshest, tastiest proteins you can put on the grill or in the smoker are the ones you harvest yourself. And Allen Bob Sports is everything you need to be a success in the field or on the water. For everything from bows and crossbows to firearms and fishing, go to Allen Bob Sports, now partnered with Millbrook Tech, just off US 131, exit 76, or shop online at millbrooktech.com.
Hi, this is Jim, founder of Schmoe's Brewing Company. We're a small, family-owned brewery that serves the Grand Rapids neighborhoods. We do things a bit differently at Schmoe's, sort of old school. We make all the styles of beer true to style. That's our focus. So you want to relax and enjoy a well-made craft beer that tastes like a craft beer is supposed to taste, stop into Schmoe's. We're located in Cascade on Patterson Ave, right before the ice rink. Or check us out at schmoes.com. We're open every day but Sunday.
Are you ready? Are you ready, ready? Are you ready for some football? A Monday night party. Hey, there's a rockin' Randall Hank. Ready to get the good time started. We've got the teams on the field and we turned up the lights. All my rowdy friends are back for Monday night time.
Hey, welcome back. It's the Grilling Guys. It's the Super Bowl special, and that was a little Hank Williams Jr. bringing you in there. I love that song. I wish they'd still play it for football, but, you know, they don't listen to me. Most people don't. I'm glad you are today, though. Jop's gone. He's on vacation. He's on the Love Boat right now. What do you think of that, Conrad? Jop on the Love Boat.
Oh, man.
That thing must be swaying.
Yeah. Big cruise. And I understand we have a buzz on the old telephone line here.
We do. We have another board of directors, T-Gid, my boy from Lafayette, Louisiana. And he's my dog.
Good morning, boys and girls.
How are you, buddy? Woof.
I'm doing fantastic. You know, I'm getting over a little head cold, whatever this thing I got is. But it ain't gonna keep a good man down. You know, we got a Super Bowl to get ready for.
That's right. That's right. That's right. We gotta get some food ideas up in here.
Yeah, I tell you what, you sent me that text and you said, "Man, you got some good ideas." And I said, "Man, I got a couple of them." You know, we call them hand food. You know, just
right.
Something quick and easy that people can walk around with a napkin or a small plate. And don't need a fork or a knife to eat.
No.
You know, and so what about this deboned chicken wing stuffed with elote?
Hmm. What's elote?
Ooh.
Elote is Mexican street corn.
And oh.
I've fallen in love.
Have you?
Oh,
I can't,
my gosh.
I can't dig it. I've tried, but... Not there.
No, I'm telling you.
So tell me how you do that.
Okay, well, so, you know, the chicken wings are a little bitty bony creature, you know. So, I mean, it's not the easiest thing to get the hang of. But you can watch videos online. Most of them are Asians that just got the hang of it. Once you get the hang of it, I can do like 35 and about less than an hour. You know, you just got to sit down.
You know, if you think about it, the chicken wing does have a lot of extra skin. So you got a pretty nice little sack. Do you stitch it up when you're done?
No. So you know, you do the whole wing. You get the little drumette. You kind of take your little boning knife. You get around that little knuckle. You come down the bone. You pop the other end of the knuckle, you throw that bone away, then you get your paring knife. You just got to be real careful. But what I'm saying, once you get a rhythm, you're good.
Okay, wait a minute. Let's back up. I'm slow. So Now, I used to, Rob Russell and I used to, God bless him, Robbie and I used to do some classes on that, and we would show people how to make a lollipop out of a drumstick. Is that what you're doing, is you're stripping it down like that and
you're
then taking
the
everything
thing,
out?
You know, but like the flats of a chicken wing have the two bones. So,
right.
Yeah, you basically deboning the whole thing, but trying to keep everything intact with minimally cutting through the skin.
So you're not stripping the skin off, reversing it like a turtleneck sweater and taking everything out and then pulling it back down?
You kind of are.
Okay.
That makes sense then. Yeah, you're basically skinning the meat and the skin off of the bone. One section at a time. First, you're going to have the drumette, then you're going to have the flat. Again, It's hard to describe over the phone. You got to watch a video.
I bet your chickens in Louisiana don't even wear turtlenecks.
Well, you know, they don't need to, you know, but some of them still do. That's the damnedest thing.
So you pull the bone out, you and then you kind of tuck everything back in.
You reverse everything. The only part you don't cut out is the little tip. You know, of course, you can't get that bone out. But then you got this deboned wing. You put them in a big stainless steel bowl. You do as many as you want, as many as you can, and you season them. Okay,
so you brine them a little bit.
No, I didn't brine them. I just seasoned them with my favorite Cajun barbecue seasoning, and I stick it in the refrigerator covered. And then you cook your elote, and I a lot of times the elote you eat it off the corn,
right.
The cob,
right.
And this you can actually cook it, you know, loose kernels.
So could you use Green Giant whole kernel corn and then season that?
That's what I do.
I would.
I don't shuck a corn. You know, I mean, I'm just using whole kernel corn out of the can.
Okay,
you know, you
that's what I
would do. Drain them real good.
Yep.
And it's almost like making my Cajun mock shoe. You know, the my dish that
right.
I think you've had my.
You made
mock it shoe,
for me down there. Yep.
Yeah. So it's kind of like that. You put your whole kernel corn. You take diced chili, you know, very finely diced chili peppers. You throw that in there. You throw your tomatoes, your onions, maybe if you want the heat, sliced jalapenos. Just throw everything in there and cook it down till it starts to fry, you know, starts to brown.
Oh, okay. Sure. And because that corn actually changes when it starts to fry. You bring the sugars out a little bit, and it absolutely changes. Okay, now you got me.
Yep. I mean, you want a little bit of blackening on the kernels of corn.
Yes. Do you put any cheddar? Do you put any of that grated or manufactured Parmesan in there like they do on the elote?
Okay. Well, you don't get ahead of yourself.
Uh-huh.
You slow down.
Oh.
Okay. So after you get it to that fried down effect, then you season it. I normally season it with some of course cumin, some chili powder, some chipotle powder, and just get it to where I like it. You know, just to where it's got a little kick, but still, you know, it's got that Latin flavor. And then I take it off the stove and let it cool down to room temperature. Then I take about a quarter to half a cup of crema, which is basically Mexican cream.
Yep.
And you basically pour that in there.
And if you don't have that, you can just use heavy whipping cream.
You can. But you don't want to soak it down. You just want to wet it.
Right.
You know? And you wet it down, and then then I come back with that queso fresca. And by this time, the corn is cooled off. You don't want it hot because it's going to melt the cheese.
So you're mixing that all together.
Yeah, you take that queso fresca, and you just crumple it with your hands as fine as you can.
Mm-hmm.
You can grate it if you want, but I like it crumpled. I like it chunky a little bit.
Yep.
And you mix it all in.
So that cream, is actually your binder.
That is your binder.
Okay, nice.
And then you put it in the refrigerator next to your chicken wings that have been sitting in there.
Hot dog.
Then the next day, see all that fat
right.
in that elote has kind of solidified, and it's going to be easier to work with. Then you take your chicken wing and you kind of just prop it open, and you just start stuffing that elote in there.
Is there a trick to that part?
No, it's just kind of like, you know, when you stuff in a pork roast with some onion and garlic mix. Mm-hmm. You make an incision. Some of it's going to pop out. Some of it's going to stay in. You just got to kind of just keep going.
Just a little bit of a job.
Yeah, you stay over the pot. No, I mean, stay over the pan. You're going to spill more than you get in, but you just got to keep packing it. And that's the thing you asked to do. I put an incision on it. You don't. You just, when you lay it in a pan, it's going to be all loose and open, and you're thinking, oh, man, it's never going to stay in. You know, it's going to fall all out.
Hey, T-Gid.
Yeah, I'm
drooling. All right, this I don't want to rush through this, We blew through a segment. So hold the line. We're going to take a little break, and we'll be right back. This is Grillin' Guys.
Fenn Valley Vineyards, located on the shores of Lake Michigan in Fennville, Michigan, 45 minutes south of Grand Rapids. It's one of the most beautiful, most picturesque vineyards in North America. This family's been making wine for over 40 years. You have to bring your friends and family to the tasting room and experience pure Michigan wine. Fenn Valley Vineyards. Hey, it's Barbecue Bob. My wife and I recently built a new addition to our home and remade the kitchen. We went to Garrett's and picked out all of our products so that everything would fit in his space well. The selection was from best price to best quality, and the service was great. The delivery team was courteous and careful. Go to Garrett's Appliance. While you're there, check out the huge selection of top brands of grills and smokers from North America. Garrett's Appliance, where families serve families. Garrett'sAppliance.com.
With the Grillin' Guys coming at you like a pit bull. We smoke butt, and it's a mitful. Backyard masters, barbecue blasters.
No hey, welcome back to the Grillin' Guys. This is Barbecue Bob. Jop is on vacation. He's bobbing around the Caribbean, probably chasing down some tequila joints. And in the meantime, I'm here doing the heavy lifting, but I called in my dog from Lafayette, Louisiana, the maker of the Cajun Grill, and one of the Grillin' with the Gurus TV stars, T. Gidd.
Hey, good morning, my friend.
So we're talking about doing a stuffed chicken wing. I couldn't imagine it being so much work. They better be good because these things would be $40 a pound if you had to buy them.
Let me tell you, it's so worth it.
Labor of love, though, isn't it? We're browning the corn. We got it soaking in cream. We add the queso cheese, and we put it in the fridge overnight. Now we've got this chicken wing with no bone in it, and we've got this bowl of corn, and you're going to take each little wing out. I'm just curious because I like to figure out the mechanics. When you're taking the bone out of that wing, how are you cutting that skin? Because your skin's going to be your wrapper. It's going to be your tortilla shell, right? The skin is going to be what you're going to fry and cauterize and keep everything together. How do you cut that down lengthwise, or just a big hole on the top and slide it over like a turtleneck sweater?
Not like a turtleneck sweater. Okay. No incision, unless you accidentally when you're pruning it with your boning knife.
Yep.
you may make a slight incision.
Sure.
Yeah, you may make a boo-boo,
happen.
But no, everything is a turtleneck. You're going from inside out, outside in.
So then you put that meat back in the thing, you brine it for a day, you soak it, season it, age it in the fridge for a day. And then you got to kind of open up that little opening and stuff your corn in there. Does it stretch open pretty easy? I mean, can you?
It does. It does. It actually holds an amazing amount of elote. You know, you would think it's a chicken wing.
It's a little duffel bag after a while, isn't it?
Oh, it looks like a little Arnold Schwarzenegger chicken wing, you know? No offense, Arnold.
I knew who you were talking about, no matter how you said it. Yeah, no. He probably had his maid make some of those for him. So then what do you do with this steroid-inflicted?
This is where the magic happens. Mm-hmm. Oh, my gosh. So we were talking before we went to break that, you know, it's amazing how the corn stays in. It doesn't fall out. So what you want to do over a medium heat, whether it's charcoal or even gas, over a slow to medium heat, you want to just put the chicken wings on one side. I put them all uniformly on the same side so I can mark them.
Right.
And then, you cook that for a couple of minutes. You flip them.
And that end is starting to cauterize and close up a little bit when you're cooking it?
It starts to reduce. The skin starts to shrink, and it's amazing.
So you don't lose a whole lot of your stuffing?
You don't lose hardly anything.
Okay.
I mean, unless you're really abusive, putting it on the grill and taking, flipping it and whatnot.
And you're grilling that. Do you ever just fry it instead?
None. I've never tried it fried.
Okay.
And I've done this for a demo in San Antonio. We did this on the show, and we've never heard of this before. You know, I love the elote. I said I love chicken wings. Somebody starts talking about deboned stuffed chicken wings. I'm like, I'm all in. So I brought this concoction. Now this is the secret. Okay, before I get into my little trip to San Antonio, when you are basting it, after you grill it a few minutes on each side, you put it off the indirect. You don't want it over direct fire. You want to get the marks. You want to get the smoke. You want to get the flavor. Get the love.
Okay.
Then put it in
okay.
Direct.
All right. So
on a gas grill,
listen.
Put it up on the warming rack.
Listen. When I brought you back, I'm not sure if I reintroduced you. So if you're just tuning in, you're listening to the Grilling Guys on Jethro FM and the Grilling Guys Talk Network. We're talking with Keith Guidry from Lafayette, Louisiana. He's an old pal of mine, and he's talking about, what do you call this dish?
Basically, elote stuffed boneless chicken wings.
Okay.
I call it the T. Guid special, you know.
Okay.
Because I'm getting to this. I mean, it's an amazing dish, you know. And
so you've stuffed these things, you put them on the grill, and you put them on one side. Let's say we're grilling them, because most guys just have a grill. So you're not going
right.
to smoke them. And I think it'd be better grilled than smoked anyway in this case.
Yeah, yeah.
So 3 minutes?
3 minutes on each side just to get a good line on them.
Okay.
You know, they're going to start to drip the luscious fat down
yes.
to the coal beds or whatever, and you
yes.
may get a little brief flare.
Yes.
That's why after about 3 minutes on each side, you want to put them off
indirectly
or up
okay.
on the warming rack. Get it away from the heat. This is the secret.
Okay.
Equal portions of salted real butter and honey.
That's what you're going to glaze them with?
And you basically put that in a little saucepan on your grill, and you let that mix up and marry up. Take your basting brush, and that's what you baste them with. And when it starts to caramelize, you don't want to burn that sugar and that honey, but when it starts to caramelize, it doesn't take long. On both sides, you pull them.
You're doing a little bit like you do with a Kansas City sticky rib.
Kind of like this. Hey, maybe I was inspired by my brother.
Yeah.
You know,
Robbie Russell.
He was the best. So, but when you put that concoction of savory, salty, peppery, but sweet in your mouth, oh my goodness. It's like fireworks. On the 4th of July going
okay,
off.
Okay, I'm doing it, man. I am doing it. I'm heading to...
It's amazing.
I'm heading to Sobey Meats and grabbing some wings. God,
well,
this sounds
this,
great.
This was the affirmation. When you know you did good and you enjoy it yourself, you know that's enough. But when you go somewhere, and I served this to Latin Americans. I mean, these were like customers that were coming in. They were mostly Spaniards. And they were freaking out over this stuff. They were like... Where did you get this recipe? And I said, well, let me ask you.
From your mother.
I said, yeah. Well, let me ask you a serious question. I said, have you ever heard of this? And they said, I've never heard of this. This is incredible.
Oh.
And I'm like.
So where'd it come from?
Well, it came from T. Guid. That's what I'm getting at. Nobody's ever done this before.
Oh.
I dreamed this up. I took two great recipes, which is elote and stuffed chicken wings, and I married them together.
What would you normally stuff a chicken wing with?
Like sausage meat with onion tops and boudin.
I've never done. Oh, that'd be good.
Rice and you know.
Interesting.
But I'm telling you, this was the hit of the demo.
I'm going to my son Jordan's for the Super Bowl because my wife is going to be at her girlfriend's for the day, and I don't want to go to Detroit. So I'm gonna. It's Plymouth. It's not Detroit, but still, I don't need to drive 2 hours to watch the game. I got a beautiful television.
Now let me jump in. This is Conrad T. Guid. I just want to ask. So you said they were boneless. Is this correct? So I was following along, but I lost you just a little bit. So you take the bones out when you stuff them.
You take the little drumette bone out, and you take the two bones that are in the flat out. And you have just a complete boneless, other than the tip.
You end up with that knuckle.
Lollipop.
You end up with a knuckle on the end, don't you? Because I don't think you can destroy that without.
No, you leave that on. That's what you hold on
it's
to.
It's your binder.
That's the lollipop.
It's a handle.
Yep.
Gotcha.
That's
gotcha.
A handlebar.
And it's really just going to be a knuckle. It's just going to be a little knot, right? I mean, that's all that's left.
It's literally two bites. And it's so big, and I'm a big guy. I got a big appetite. I can eat a lot of food. I'm not ashamed of it, okay?
You're not svelte?
That's right. That's right. And I'm okay with that. And so, but let me tell you, you eat two, maybe three of these things, you're done.
Dude, I'm doing it. I'm doing it. I'm going to my son Jordan's for the game, and I know he's not listening today, so I'm bringing him over. Going to be a great surprise. Keith Guidry, the Percy Guidry Company, brother of Greg, husband of Jennifer. Hey, I love you, man. You have a great day, and just looking forward to seeing you in the near future.
Well, you know, I feel like I won the lottery. We got the Super Bowl this weekend. We got Mardi Gras coming up next week. Yeah, I mean, dude, it's just happening over here in Louisiana.
Buddy, we're out of time, but we appreciate you. We'll get you on again soon, all right?
Conrad, I appreciate you having me. Bob, I love you.
All right. The Grilling Guys, we'll be back.
Hi, this is Shasta with Old World Olive Company. I want to personally invite you to visit one of our tasting rooms and sample any one of our certified extra virgin olive oils or aged balsamic vinegars. My knowledgeable staff can show you hundreds of pairing combinations. We also offer seasonings, tapenades, and specialty wines to complete your meal. So please, step into my kitchen and make a lasting memory of your own. Or you can visit us at theoldworldoliveco.com.
Hey, this is Job from the Grilling Guys, and I want to talk to you about my favorite butcher shop. It's Sobey Meats on the northwest side of Grand Rapids on Remembrance Road. This is a custom butcher. They'll cut any piece of meat that you want, any size, any way that you can dream of to make sure that your grilling experience is perfect. Sobey Meats smokes all their own meats. They've got kielbasas and over 40 different flavors of brats. You've got to try Sobey Meats on Remembrance Road. Tell them the Grilling Guys sent you.
I turn on my TV for some pigskin fun. I see a Super Bowl season here on ABC. The biggest game each week is there.
Welcome back. It's the Grilling Guys Super Bowl special. Hank Jr., man, I love that song.
Yeah,
I just love it. It makes me think of old school NFL and no crap. No PC anything. It's just real.
When you could hit the quarterback.
Yes.
Exactly.
Don't get me going.
All right.
So I have a dear, I'd call him a son because I call him son. He's my daughter's good friend from high school, Chef Schultz, Andy Schultz from Four Chefs Catering. How are you, buddy?
Doing well, thank you. And I'm your favorite son. I think that you've said that a couple times. I just don't want Jordan to know or Alex or anything like that. But I think I am your favorite son.
See, you get that from your dad. Your dad used to pull that crap all the time.
Oh, I do.
Anyway, that's funny. So what kind of food ideas? Now, so Andy is really experienced. His dad's a culinary instructor. Was I don't think he does that anymore. But at Sekia Culinary School,
he's still there.
Is he okay? Yep. I know he's traveling the world and teaching people how to cook yacht food and stuff like that. But so you do some amazing stuff and you do a lot of cool simple stuff. But I'm just thinking you might have a little different twist. You'll have to listen back on the podcast, if you pod the show, to T-Gid's stuffed boneless wing, because Conrad and I were just drooling. Conrad still has a drool spot on his lap.
Sorry.
That was
that sounds amazing.
You wanna do it, man. It's this guy's crazy. You'd love him. Maybe you can meet him one day, but in heaven. So cool stuff like that for the Super Bowl, especially if you're going to have a party or if you're going to a party. Conrad, you going to a party?
I'm hosting a party.
You're hosting one. That's right.
There you go.
So, I mean, I think if you're doing that and you're a grilling guy, don't you want to just show off that stuff?
Oh, yeah, for sure. What I'm doing like a surf and turf street taco. So I'm taking a skirt steak and shrimp and combining it together and putting it on a small, like, corn tortilla. So I marinate the skirt steak and a chimichurri. So it's fresh cilantro, and then I'll grill some jalapeno, add some lime juice, a little bit of parsley and oregano. So it's like a Chilean cuisine. And then I marinate the skirt steak for about an hour, and then I would throw it on the charcoal grill, or if you have a propane or gas grill, throw it on there. You cook it for about 2 minutes on each side because it's so thin, and then you let it rest.
Okay, time out. What if somebody didn't have a skirt steak? Could you take a nice ribeye and slice it thin and do the same thing?
Yeah,
I think
so. You could have a ribeye as well, or
I think
a flank
steak
too, if you're looking for a cost savings.
Right, but when I process my cow, I never end up with a flank or a skirt. I know they're doing something with them. They're probably turning them into burger, which would be a shame.
And they probably are.
Yeah.
Yep. Because you only get two flanks out of a cow.
So. I would still love to have it. I'm buying a whole cow.
Okay.
So,
you could use a ribeye.
Let's talk about the tortilla.
Or boneless ribeye.
Yeah, let's talk about the tortilla.
Okay.
Are you using one?
No, you want to use two per taco.
And what are you doing with those?
I like to grill them on the grill.
Okay.
Just to get a nice other flavor. Small bite, big flavor.
Because I got to tell you, I don't like to have my taco disintegrate. And I went to this Mexican joint opened up in Lowell just a couple days ago. And, of course, it's not Sabor Mexicano. It's a different one. And I ordered a couple tacos, and they came in a pool of water, and they fell apart. I couldn't even pick them up.
That's not good. You don't want that. You want it to hold up and everything like that in your hand.
So we'll cover that in a minute. So you're going to use two grilled shells. Would you put cheese between them and grill them again?
Yeah, you can do that.
I love that.
You can do like a case or like a fresca cheese, or
right.
You'll have a mozzarella
or cheddar,
or cheddar.
Or you could do some frijoles. You could do some frijoles between them, a little bit of refried.
Oh yeah.
Mm-hmm. Okay. So when you're doing the steak and the shrimp, what seasonings are you going to use?
For the steak, I use the chimichurri. So I marinate that in like cilantro, jalapeno, lime juice, parsley. You want all those fresh herbs incorporated
nice.
In there and marinate. And
nice.
Then I would take that same sauce, not mix the shrimp together, but marinate that shrimp in the same seasoning. Or if you want, you could do more like a cumin, chili powder, fresh garlic, have that in the shrimp. And then once you combine them both, it has amazing flavor.
Hmm. Nice. So you're combining the steak and the shrimp.
Yeah, it's a surf and turf all in one.
So what are you putting on top of it? No lettuce, no tomato, nothing?
I would do a fresh pico de gallo.
So yeah.
Fresh tomato,
there you
fresh
go.
Onion,
there
fresh
you
cilantro,
go.
Jalapeno, garlic, and add another layer of flavor on top.
And lime.
On top of it, you can yeah. add more chimichurri that you don't use in the marinade. You have it a different chimichurri right on top to add a third layer of flavor.
So make a little extra chimichurri marinade,
correct.
Put it on the side. Don't use the stuff you marinated in.
Correct, yep.
Nice.
Or you could top it with a nice chipotle aioli. So you have chipotle mixed with mayo and fresh cilantro, cumin, chili powder.
Tell us what
drizzle
chipotle is. Tell us what
well.
Tell us what chipotle is.
Chipotle is like a spicy pepper, and it comes in a can with a chipotle adobe, so you have the sauce and the chipotle as well in there.
Isn't it a baked jalapeno?
It is, and it's more of like a reddish color.
So you could literally roast your own jalapenos if you're grilling some stuff up. You could throw some jalapenos on there, or a day or two in advance at least. And
yep,
then grind those up. Would you leave the seeds and the capsaicin in there, or would you separate everything out?
I leave the seeds in there to add a little bit more kick. So if
yep.
you take out the seeds in the jalapeno, then it's basically like a bell pepper. There's no heat to it. So
right.
if you leave the seeds in there, it adds a nice little kick at the end.
Yeah, and technically it's the fiber that's connecting the seeds. It's not the actual seeds.
Correct. Yep.
So that's cool. Conrad, how we doing on time, buddy?
Got a couple minutes, sure.
All right. So, surf and turf, what else might you do, Andy?
I would do like a stuffed meatball. If you guys did a stuffed chicken wing, you could have a stuffed meatball as well.
With what?
You could stuff it with like a, do like a blue cheese in the middle.
It's just what I was thinking.
Do a jalapeno in the middle. Or
jalapeno
like
blue
that.
Cheese in the middle?
Yeah.
All right. Yep. Tell us how to make a meatball real quick.
How to make the meatball. I take my ground beef. I take some pork to add more fat and flavor in there. Panko, egg, salt, pepper, fresh garlic. I keep it simple. Keep the ingredients less and it adds more flavor.
So you don't do eggs and bread?
I do. Egg and breadcrumbs.
Egg and breadcrumbs. Some Progresso crumbs. Okay. Now, what's your thought on ground beef like that for meatloaf, for meatballs, any of that stuff? My mother taught me a long, long time ago that if you don't overwork it, it'll be more tender.
Because that is true.
Ground
that
meat can true. Actually get kind of tough if you work it too much.
Yep, that is true. And you can add a little water in there to add the moisture back in as well, too.
I've done
that before.
Really?
Yep. Yep. Just a little bit, a couple tablespoons for like a pound of meat.
So that'll loosen it up a little bit.
It will.
Marvelous. Okay, so maybe some blue cheese, some jalapeno, and then what would you flatten it out and then wad it up kind of like a glumkey or a pot sticker or something like that?
Yep, and then roll out the meatball. And then I like to roast them in the oven, or if you want to get a little bit fancy, you can mark them on the grill as well. Just adds a little bit of a different flavor than like a roasted in the oven.
I love smoking meatballs.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
That's amazing.
Yes.
Great flavor.
Yes. And meatloaf.
Oh, yeah. For sure.
That's awesome.
And then a nice
Andy, I'm going to ask you to hang around for the local section. We're going to go into Conrad's bunker when we're done with this. So can you stick with us?
Yes, I will.
All right. And tell people how they can find Four Chefs.
You can find us at... on the website at fourchefsgr.com. You can contact us at 616-893-2734, or our email is FOR4chefs@gmail.com.
Awesome. Hey, we're going to call this a show, and you stick around for the local. This is Chef Andrew Schultz, and thanks for joining us this week.